Official population data show more men live in the western United States, while more women live in the east and south. The data was collected by the U.S. Census Bureau. The numbers appear in the 2022 American Community Survey, released last week. The report gives state and local leaders the latest population and demographic information each year in order to plan investments for their communities. The report found that women outnumber men in the most populated counties east of the Mississippi River. Women also outnumber men along the U.S. East Coast and in southern states. The highest population of men was found west of the Mississippi and on the U.S. West Coast. The American Community Survey found that across the U.S., there were 96.6 adult men for every 100 adult women. The report seeks to identify a sex ratio, meaning the number of male and females living in a particular area. The ratio numbers do not consider sexual preference, gender identity, or whether people included in the report were looking for partners. Adult women outnumbered adult men around the eastern cities of Baltimore, New York, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. The biggest imbalances of men to women, with ratios above 103 for those age 18 and over, were recorded in the West. The highest ratios were found in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Austin, Texas. Men-to-women ratios were highest in California, including areas around San Francisco, San Jose, and Bakersfield. Population researchers say the ratios are influenced partly by the presence of certain organizations and industries that appeal more to one sex or the other. San Diego, California, for example, has several large military bases populated with a majority of men. And Austin, San Francisco, Seattle, and San Jose have a large number of technology companies. Industry groups estimate men make up about 3/4 of the tech workforce. At birth, the sex ratio in the U.S. has historically been 105 men for every 100 women. That ratio begins to change around age 30. The U.S. death rate is higher for men than it is for women in nearly every age group. Researchers say this is because more men are affected by violence, drinking, smoking, job risks, and suicide. But the ratio decreases over time until age 90. Around that age, there are generally 2 women to every man. Michal Neistetter is a professional matchmaker in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A matchmaker is someone who tries to bring 2 people together for a romantic relationship. She told the Associated Press she sees a difference in where single men and women choose to live. In the Philadelphia area, for example, she says single women are more likely than men to live within the city limits. But single men are more willing to live in areas outside the city called suburbs. Neistetter notes that because of such differences, people looking for a partner need to put in solid, thoughtful efforts to make connections. She suggests that people expand their search areas to include more available singles. Such searches should take work, Neistetter noted, because nothing is sweeter than something you have to work for. I'm Brian Lynn.